This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This has been a good year for the movie business. Really good. Thanks in part to people like me who saw, say, Black Panther more than once. Stories of struggling singers and post-apocalyptic worlds packed theaters too, and helped push box office receipts past the $11 billion mark, record territory. And the year's not over yet. Next week, Mary Poppins returns. Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
2018 has been the mighty superhero that rescued the movie industry from the villain that was 2017, when box office sales hit a 25-year low. Revenue this year is 10% ahead of last year. One reason is Black Panther. It started 2018 off strong.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
It powered the biggest month of February ever.
That's analyst Paul DeGarabedian with Comscore. He says then came the biggest April, powered by the Avengers, then the biggest June and September and
October.
The biggest. You get the point. And you could see what kind of movies hit the mark this year at Marketplace.org. Heather Torres teaches entertainment business at Full Sail University. She says this year's slate of action-packed movies made people want to watch on the big screen.
Rather than just sitting at home and watching something on your couch, they're able to go out, experience the movie with amazing sound.
Another reason for Hollywood's big year? Big chains like AMC giving facelifts to theaters, and moviegoers enjoying more perks like reclining chairs, wine, and hot food delivery. Patrick Corcoran is with the National Association of Theater Owners.
You have people who may not have come for a while. They, you know, you hear a lot of responses like, wow, this is what a theater is now.
Add to that, average ticket prices went up slightly, which adds to box office revenue. Most of that revenue goes to the big studios. Theaters make most of their money off concessions. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.